The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older. And all because of the gal that got away. No more her eager call, the writing's on the wall. The dreams you dreamed have all gone astray.
Francis Albert with Joseph Charles on AM 970, The Answer, 806. Thank you, Matt Mansabolin, in for Albert. Albert has a well-deserved few days off. Frankie Five Boroughs is in the studio. Joe on the radio fired up this morning. I see the phone calls on our Balance of Nature phone line, 877-970-2999. Crazy start to the show this morning, but we're up, we are running, we are locked in, we are loaded. Anthony Scaramucci is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And Bill O'Reilly coming up in this hour. You don't want to miss the great O'Reilly with Piscopo on the radio. I'm fired up this morning. You know, and I just started, like yesterday, I told you, I can't, for some reason, I can't just be. I always have to, I always feel a sense of responsibility. Are you like that? Is it the guilt that is within me as an Italian-American? I know my Jewish friends always go, no, it's the Jewish guilt. I think the Italian guilt's as bad. Am I right? I go, okay. Oh, look, I could stay. I could have been in the city. Let me just relax. Let me go out and we'll just, maybe I'll have a dinner. No. I said, let me check on the family. And let me be there. I don't want to, not a phone call. Let me be there. This is like entrenched in me because my mother is like that, you know. Really, what a great example. And, of course, my late great dad, right? So I go, okay, let me go. So I hug up. I see Allie. And I see my 20-year-old, not 20-year-old, my college student doing so great. Gave her a hug. You okay? I look her in the eye. Let her know dad is there. You that I am there. You okay? Everything okay? She didn't ask me for money. How about that? Thank you. She's working too. I know. Really? I know. So I'm happy about that. And I said, I got to go just stop by and see my mom just to check in and make sure she's okay. And Richie watches over her. Of course, Carol, my sister as well. So, and we're blessed to have a good family unit in that regard. And mom's the warrior. Boy, she's doing great. Thank God. Just to see her for a day and a moment, you know, you just to say, give her a hug and a kiss. Great. Then I said, well, let me, while I'm at it, I'm on the family tour. Listen to me. I'm driving around. I swear to God, I was driving around like 4.5 hours yesterday in the car because of the traffic, you know, because that's what you do when you can't get the traffic flow in New York City. You run for president. Somebody explain that to me. Then I go and I saw Allie and Olivia and Michael, and we had a great time. So I you just had to do it, you know. Meantime, I'm trying to stay on the news, right, for you, so we could chat about it in the morning. And I'm just fired up. Now, please stay with me on this, because I don't like the hate. I don't like the name calling. I'm not that kind of person. But I appreciate when Governor Christie would say, shut up and sit down. I find that amusing, and I like that. I don't know. I like when the president comes right at you between the eyes, you know, and you almost want to go, yes, Donald Trump, that is great, and applaud that, right? But I don't like the animus. I don't like the hate. We try to be as pragmatic as we can on this program, right? So now I'm going, All right, let me see what's going on. What is the House? What are they doing now? They go after the president, and they do this resolution in the House of Representatives to condemn the president's attacks. And now the president's attacks have become racist. Now, some call me and let me know if I'm wrong. I know Bill O'Reilly is very objective. He really is. He's been friends with Donald J. Trump for most of his life. So we're going to hear what Mr. O'Reilly has to say. But they, to me, the tweets were not racist. To me, what was racist is what Ilhan Omar said about Israel. How she said, don't do business with Israel. How they're the occupiers. How they, the whole Jewish community, it's so, they don't stop. And, excuse me, Rashida Tlaib did the same thing. Congresswoman Tlaib did the same thing. AOC, the AOC now is out there front and center. The United States is running concentration camps on the southern border. This is exact, the words that came out of her mouth. And see, with these politicians, and I don't care about color. I don't care about gender. I don't care. I don't care about lifestyle. I don't care. I know I'm a strong man of faith. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I drop to my knees every night and I thank God. I don't ask for anything. I don't want to be greedy in my prayers. I want to just say, thank you, God. You know, everything's in order. Thank you. Just watch me, watch my family, please. If you don't believe in that, if you have no faith, I don't care. If you're an agnostic, I don't care. Really, I love you. You're my brother. You're my sister. That's the way we are as Americans. We really are. I don't care. But when I see the egregious hate coming out of these politicians, these new politicians that are coming out of Minnesota and Michigan and New York and Massachusetts, and now they join together. They've joined together as a force to be racist all in one. This, now you got a problem with me. Because then when the president, and let me just back up because I just retweeted something now. What Omar said, and please stay with me on this because I don't want to start a fight. I don't have any hate toward anybody, really. But we're a block away. The radio station's a block away from Ground Zero. Maybe we feel it more. Maybe we love, that's why I love when Congressman King and Lee Zeldin and Dan Donovan and Carol Maloney and John Stewart all fought for the Victims Compensation Fund. I work with the Siller Foundation, helping out these catastrophically wounded soldiers who and build homes for them and believe in the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, these warriors with their lives on the line. And I sit there, and when I'm doing the Tunnel to Towers run in September, and there's 35,000 people in front of me, and I see the Freedom Tower in all its glory, and I'm next to Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, and I say, Mr. Mayor, what are you feeling, man? You were here when those towers came down right here where we're standing right now, where there was dust and debris, say feet high, 8-10 feet high, people still dying from it. And then you have a politician that comes from, forgive me, another country that we saved, where we sacrificed 17 of our finest United States Army Rangers. Stay with me, please. There's no hate here. This is an objective observation. You're going to drag United States Army Rangers through the streets. We're going to save you. We're going to give you asylum and get out of that mess that is called Somalia. And we're going to bring you to the United States of America. And then you're going to tell me how great Al-Qaeda is. Get the hell out of our country. Period. And when the president tweets that, there are people like me that say, Godspeed, Mr. President. Thank you for saying that, because that's exactly what I was thinking. Now, am I wrong? And I may be. I'm racist now. I'm racist. It's inexcusable for her to say that. And she gets away with it. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't say a thing. They don't censure her. She should not be in Congress. Ilhan Omar should not be in Congress. She can't be. Is she that pompous? And why does she hate the country so much? Why is she been indoctrinated in her ideological beliefs, in her religion? Has she been indoctrinated to hate the United States, to hate the Jewish community, to hate Israel, to hate America? Who taught this woman this? She's spewing hate. Hate and racism is coming out of these four politicians. I don't care what gender they are. I don't care what color they are. You know, I don't know the truth. I don't care where they come from. They're spewing hate. We needed to stop it The president stopped it. So what happens? It goes to the House of Representatives and all the Democrats. And I was a lifelong Blue Dog Democrat my whole life. And I knew that I thought the Democrats were the party of the people, the working class, the middle class, the inner cities. They've walked away from the 3.6 million black children who are living in poverty in the United States of America. It's President Trump who is bringing the opportunity zones throughout the inner cities of the United States. That is happening as we speak. The manufacturing is coming back to the stressed areas. How many times have I been railing about that? Right? These politicians, these four, the squad, the politicians, all they're doing is spewing hate. So when the president shoots back at them, and he doesn't say, look, if you don't like it, you can leave. That's all he said. But now they start a narrative that the president is racist. This is a narrative. This is not news. This is fake news. The narrative goes into the House of Representatives. It now becomes a resolution within the United States law. And Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats run with it. And then they can't stop. Well, then let's impeach the president because they can't stop it. They can't help themselves. I'm telling you, I support the president on this. And look, you call me, tell me I'm wrong. Do I want him to tweet? No. I think the president is doing such a great job. I think he should put the phone down. I think he should just go ahead, destroy yourselves. It's a circular firing squad. You're eating each other alive, Democrats, alive. Go ahead and do it. I totally believe that. But for goodness sake, when you start talking in glowing terms about Al-Qaeda, who killed a block away from AM 970, a block away, in the, like my friend Kevin says, McCullough always says, in the shadow of the Freedom Tower, right? That's where we are. We don't forget. Maybe it's because we're from New York and we're from New Jersey. You know, we're from the tri-state area. We don't forget. And you're going to talk in glowing terms about Al-Qaeda, and then you're going to continue on. And you know what? No one says a thing. Not one Democrat says a thing. How dare you say that? Where's Chuck Schumer? Where's Gerald Nadler? Where are the New Yorkers that are down there in D.C. going after this witch hunt after this president? This Mueller probe, embarrassing witch hunt. They're sending subpoenas out. Mueller's coming back. And when this creature, this politician, talks about Al-Qaeda in glowing terms. You don't feel that way when you say, talk about America. Well, you know what? Excuse me, Ms. Omar. I do. My shoulders do go back when I talk about the United States of America. I stand tall when I talk about the United States of America. And when I talk about Britain, our dear friends, and when I talk about the United States Army, my shoulders go back and I stand tall thinking about my father. How dare she say something like that? And how dare people get upset when the president answers it back? Sorry. You're welcome to call me. I'm fired up this morning. If I'm wrong, you could call me and tell me I'm wrong. 877-970-2999 on the balance and age of phone lines. But so help me God. I honestly don't care if it's right or wrong. I know what's right. I know what's wrong. It's wrong that this woman would speak in such glowing terms about a terror group that massacres, that burns people alive, that beheads people, that was going to take over the Middle East until Donald J. Trump stepped up and stopped it. Now you got a problem with me. When you go after my Jewish friends, when you go after my Jewish community, after all they have done to build this great country, Israel, our only true friend in the Middle East, you're going after them, then you got a problem with me. You need somebody to step up, and Donald J. Trump is stepping up. And I don't think it's racist. He's just saying, trust me, let me verify and clarify. It's not fake news. He just said, look, and I'm telling you, do I agree with the whole personality of it, his whole style? I understand the criticisms, but all he said was, if you don't like it here, why don't you go back to where you came from and fix the problem there? That is a legitimate tweet. I'm sorry. That is not racism. And then I've been meaning to read this because I love you for listening. And forgive me for being so fired up. I so love this country, and I see it slipping away. And we're that whole progressive, those four politicians, the four politicians that they call the squad, they could take down this whole country. And I think, I'm telling you, I don't know that all of them, but I bet my life that a couple of them, that is the initiative, and that is their main purpose for going into Congress, is to take down the United States of America. Whoop, am I being too dramatic there? Was that racist that I said that? Give me a break. You got to watch it, and you need somebody as bad as they are on the left, as progressive as they are on the left, and it's beyond progressive. There's an insanity now. The Antifa, they back Antifa. AOC will not, she will not say anything bad about Antifa. Now they had an Antifa guy going after, attacking government buildings. And thank God the law enforcement killed this guy. She didn't, no one said anything about it. I'm telling you, we're almost at a little civil war. Not as bad as the 60s, but we're in a little civil war here. You've got to stop those people. You've got to stop those politicians. And you know what? If they're going to be that egregious, that offensive, that wrong, that evil on the left, the way the Democrats are, you need somebody really strong on the conservative and on the, if, forgive me, I'm not a really right-wing guy. I'm just a common sense guy. But you need somebody on the other side that's stronger than they are. And thank God we have a president who is. And just quickly, this is from our friend Bridget, who we love, one of our favorite listeners. Joe, do not give up on your ideals. The struggle is real. I see what's happening all around us. The left has a great offensive strategy. They are turning our patriotism for this country into the enemy. It has gotten to the point that just flying a flag in front of your house is a signal to the left that some racial bigot lives there. The left has a great strategy. They are persistent and consistent in their propaganda. The Republicans are incapable of standing together to help unite and fight the negative rhetoric of the left. I fear it's only a matter of time before all the good that the U.S. stands for all of us, including all immigrants, is gone as we know it. I hope I am wrong. I know the president needs to defend himself, but he does not have the diplomacy of Ronald Reagan to eloquently communicate, which I feel only fuels fire for the left. Agree with all that you believe in, Joe. Keep the good fight going. Thank you, Bridget. I'll do my best. Piscopo in the morning. O'Reilly's coming up in a minute. Debbie Doheim is on the roads, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning to you, Debbie Doheim. Thanks for watching out for us traffic-wise on AM 970 The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the 6th train. Delays in both directions with signal problems. LIRR, 10-minute delays into Penn Station with signal problems as well. Morris and Essex line of New Jersey Transit. Gladstone Branch, 15-minute delays. PATH trains delays. Newark to World Trade. Let's see what's going on as you travel around on the roads. Still moving slowly over on 78 East, getting out toward exit 24 with a crash working over there. It's busy on 22 West in Scotch Plains by Lawrence Avenue. All lanes closed. Accident still working. Garden State Parkway North at 135. They just cleaned up a collision there. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 25, Holland 25 minutes in. It's busy cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue with a collision over there. And stop and go at the Throgs Neck Bridge, getting into the Bronx with an accident being cleaned up as well. LIE eastbound out by Casino Boulevard, an accident just cleared. Thunderstorms likely today, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Doheim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's the best of the best right there, Debbie Doheim. Thank you, Debbie. 822 with Joe on the radio. Choose Perillo Tours to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy. Perillo Tours have been operating 74 years. Did you know that? Comfort and convenience, that is the hallmark of a Perillo Tour. Taking all the stress out of traveling with a never-lift-a-finger vacation. Hey, don't take it from me. Let's hear from both a Perillo Tour guide and traveler.
Their memories are my memories. We're sharing an experience of life. We show them Italy as if we were ambassadors of this country. What they have seen with our help, what they have seen with their eyes, we feel happy.
This has absolutely been the most amazing thing I've ever seen. There are no pictures that you can ever see that truly capture the beauty here. And Perillo's been first class all the way.
That's right. You have to go. You have to go to Perillo. I'm so excited about our trip, and I look forward to you going with us on October 19th to Italy. But listen, if you're thinking about it, please call 888-PERILLO and request the 2019 Italy brochure. It's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. One more time, 888-PERILLO. In this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we do our best to stay healthy against the new diseases that seem to pop up in schools, at work, and hospitals. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved and environmentally safe. just like their hand sanitizer. Durazan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime. If you listen to Joe Piscopo, get 20% off when you mention the show. To learn more about Durazan products, please go to Durazan.com or call 844-DURAZAN, 844-387-4726. Durazan.
Do you suffer from sciatica, spinal stenosis, or a pinched nerve? How about a herniated or bulging disc? Have you been prescribed pills or been told that spine surgery is the only option? Let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center get you back on your feet without surgery or painful injections.
For about 20 years, I've been suffering with three herniated discs. I've had many different types of treatments, including acupuncture, massage therapy, pain medications, which I didn't opt for. I was very happy when finally the DRX became available to me in this office. And after I completed the initial cycle, I've been able to really do anything that I want to do. I would like to really express my gratitude to the entire staff. Without them, I just don't know where I would be.
Let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. Call 800-707-5010. That's 800-707-5010.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products, in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch that I have seen personally, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. I had a great dinner with Phil Guarnieri, the CEO. Esmeralda was there, Lisa was there, and Jeannie Sarno, who you're going to hear from in a second. These are good people. They really watch out for you. They really watch out for your business, and I see it firsthand. I go around. I go to around to different events. I go around to the different Empire State Banks, and I see the good people that are there and how involved they are in the community. And no one knows that better than Jeannie Sarno. She's the first vice president, business relation manager at Empire State Bank.
You know, Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
Thank you, Jeannie. You have more banking choices, I know, and especially in the tri-state area, right? But none that deliver the personal touch that we're talking about here that you will experience at Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit, please, esbna.com. esbna.com. Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
827 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. As I look at my call board, I see Bill O'Reilly's name come up. I'm actually just honored that Bill calls the show, man. I've known him for many, many years. He's always been so nice to me. Green rooms from way back in the day. And Bill blazed the path for so many of us just trying to do the right thing for this great country. So we welcome to the airwaves the great Bill O'Reilly. Mr. O'Reilly, welcome back, sir.
Piscopo, how you doing, man?
We're doing okay. I cannot wait to hear your take on all this, because I know you're friends with the president, but you're very, very honest. Give us your take on these Donald Trump tweets. Has it gotten out of control, Bill?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's diverting attention from other things that are very important for America. I have an upcoming book, as you know, called The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. And this fits right into the extensive research we did on Donald Trump and how he sees race. It's a complicated issue, but it's dealt with methodically in the book. And I think people, if they read the book, it'll be out September 24th, will understand much better where the president is coming from. But as to the controversy between him and the four radical congresswomen. This is basically a strategy, a political strategy. It's much more to do with politics than race. And as I've been discussing this on BillO'Reilly.com and on my own radio program and with people around the country, I say, look, it's not up to me to tell you if Donald Trump or anybody else is a racist. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to tune in to CNN or Fox News to try to figure out if the man is a racist, you're a moron. You can make up your own mind. So to me, because I know him and I have never in 30 years heard him disparage a minority group. And I also wrote a book that's out now called Killing the SS about the Third Reich and their racial policies. So I know what racial hatred is, and I know what racism is. And what President Trump did does not rise to that level for me. But I wouldn't tell somebody in Harlem or somebody in the Arab American community what they should think. I think that's fair.
Well, do you think the strategy will work, Bill, that the president is doing, if indeed it is
a strategy? Well, let's look at it.
Yes, sir.
So President Trump wants to tie the four bomb-throwing congresswomen to the Democratic Party in general. That's what he wants to do. And you'll hear it tonight in his speech in North Carolina. So he wants to tie these four and say, yeah, they're crazy, but they're not so far away from the Democratic Party. So his opening was when Ocasio-Cortez implied that Nancy Pelosi was a racist. So last week, remember that?
Yeah.
He said, well, she just picks out people of color, the speaker, to criticize. Now, that is a thinly veiled saying, hey, lady, you better watch your step. If you do it again, I'm going to brand you a racist. That's what Ocasio-Cortez did. And Kamala Harris did it to Joe Biden on the busing thing. I was a little girl on a bus, and you were against busing. Well, what's the implication there?
Yeah,
why would you
yeah.
bring that up? That's 50 years ago. Nothing to do with America today. Well, she's sending a message to Biden. Hey, pal, you're a white guy, and if you get out of line, I'm going to brand you a racist against people of color. So Trump knows that this is a big problem for the Democratic Party. And so he uses his Twitter system to try to provoke more madness. Are you with me so far?
Yes, sir. Gotcha.
Okay. So he says, I'm going to provoke more madness inside the Democratic Party. And I'm going to throw this bomb that these four are so bad that they should go back to where they came from.
Yeah.
This is Trump's thinking. Now, to me, once you get into go back to where you came from, then you open yourself up to the hate Trump press, which is going to jump right in. You know they are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
brand you. They're gonna ignore the amazing things that all four of these people have said about America. They're going to ignore that. Yeah. And they're going to just brand you a racist because you told somebody to go back to where they came from.
He said if he don't like it here, you know, what got me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, and what has me so fired up this morning, it wasn't racist. He just go, look, if you don't like it here, you go back. And then think about it, and I broke this down at the top of the hour, Mr. O'Reilly. I talked about Somalia, how we helped Somalia, how we lost U.S. Rangers, 17 U.S. Army Rangers, how they dragged the Rangers through the streets for crying out loud, how Ilhan Omar talks about Al-Qaeda. And maybe because we're New Yorkers and for New Jerseyans, Bill O'Reilly, it means a lot to us. So when the president gets terse like that, whether strategic or otherwise, some of us applaud that.
Well, it goes back to Vietnam, love it or leave it. We have a legacy in this country to allow dissent, even if it's terrible dissent.
Yeah.
And you know, that's part of our freedoms that you don't like the country, you stay and you vocalize why you don't like it. Now, the four radical congresswomen, they, all of them, if you study their rhetoric and their votes, they don't like America as it stands now. They don't think we're a noble country. They don't think our legacy is solid.
That's right.
They
That's
think
right.
we're run by white men and white supremacists. All four of them think that way. There's no doubt about it. But they will tell you that because I think that way, I want to improve the country, therefore I'm a patriot. Okay, so that's their line. So Trump says, all right, I'm going to blow this up. I'm going to tag the Democratic Party with it. And then the people in the middle, the people not paying attention, and there are legions of Americans that don't pay attention now, they're going to come over to my side. And indeed, the second quarter of this year, the Trump campaign raises more than $100 million on their way to a billion.
Yeah.
Or more.
Whew. Yeah.
He's going to get a lot of money for his campaign by doing this. Also, his calculation is that more people than not will support him. The Democratic Party's calculation is to basically say, look, we can't compete on the issues. All right? We're not going to win the presidency and the Senate on the issues. We can't do it. So what we have to do is say the president is a bad man, a bad human being. You have that sitting in the Oval Office, a bad man. They haven't used the word evil yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only that, but anybody who supports him, anybody in the House and the Senate or on the streets of America who supports Donald Trump, you're bad too.
It's
this is
so
the CNN mantra. That's what they do.
And like my friend, our listener Bridget just said, you fly the American flag. You put your hand over your heart. You're being vilified for these things today, Bill.
Well, that's the strategy. So to intimidate Trump supporters and conservative slash traditional Americans, intimidate them so they either shut up, don't say anything, or turn on Trump. Now, the latter is not going to happen, in my opinion.
Great point.
I don't think
Trump's
going to lose many votes here. But the intimidation factor, because you saw some Republicans, not many, but some in the House and the Senate, criticize Trump. You know, and this is the what I call the virtue signaling. So, yes, it's in racism. We can't do. Yes. I'm sitting here as a commentator, and I'm going, look, would I have tweeted that, go back where you came from? No. Because I don't think that's effective. I don't think that's the way to do it. I'd concentrate on the radicalism that these four support and the people in the Democratic Party that don't repudiate them. It's the same strategy if you step back and look at it.
Yeah,
Trump and the Democrats
yes.
have the same strategy. It's basically maligning the other so that the American people walk away from them.
Do you say this to your friend Donald Trump? Because I missed on TV is you and the president, you know, go back and forth because you gave him no slack, man. Because I know you've known him many, many times, Yankee games and the like. Do you tell him these things that you're telling us on the radio today?
Well, I haven't spoken to him. The last time I spoke to him was the last interview for the book, which was in May. And I did speak to him extensively then about Mueller and about those things because that's the end of the book.
Wow.
Okay? So I talked to him in detail. Yeah, and he asked me a number of questions, and I never say publicly not only my discussions with the President of the United States, but I talked to many, many politicians, all right? And they either call me or I call them for whatever reason, and I never, because they're off-the-record conversations. But he did ask me a number of things about the campaign. And generally speaking, I can tell you and your audience that, look, my posture is this. You run on your accomplishments, okay? So this is what you present in a very simple way. You pick out four, whatever. And then you take two issues. Mm-hmm. Radicalism on the left, it has to be one. And I would do immigration on the other. And you ram it down the Democrats' throats. Okay, so the Democratic Party wants, for example, wants open borders. There's no doubt they do. They oppose any kind of constraints on foreign nationals coming to America illegally. They oppose every single one. Ram it down their throat. The polls show Americans don't want 135 million people coming here from all over the world unsupervised.
You're right.
That's madness, number one. But that's what the Democratic Party would be willing to accept if you listen to them and you watch how they behaved over the past three or four years.
Yeah. Hey, Bill,
we're doing a big thing on BillO'Reilly.com tonight about the Obama deportations. Did you know that under President Obama for 8 years, the federal government deported 3 million people. Three million people.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't know it was 3 million. I know he deported more than this president.
For 8 years, Obama deported 3 million people. For the first 2.5 years of Trump, 750,000.
Look at that. Wow.
Okay. So Biden will not repudiate those deportations. He already said in New Hampshire, hey, I'm not repudiating it. We got to do it. Yeah. Wait till you see what happens to Biden in the debates coming up at the end of this month. They're going to take that and ram it down his throat. Now, Trump should just step back. Let them do this. All right? And that was my advice. Okay, don't get into the personal stuff. Whenever you get into the personal stuff, not only in politics, but on the radio, on television, I never did that. Mm. In my more than 20 years analyzing news on cable, on my radio today, I never get into the personal stuff. Now, I will tell you, in extreme circumstances, Al Franken being one of them, whether people are good or bad in my opinion. But I'm not going to just rip them on up because that makes me look stupid.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, tell us, before we let you go, sir, appreciate your time. My goodness gracious, we got to do it. I'd love to do an hour with you one day, Bill, if we were so fortunate to do that. The Paul Harvey-style radio commentaries that you do, where can we find them, Bill?
Okay, so we have, after 90 days, about 170 stations across the country, which is, they tell me, phenomenal. We should have about 200, man. 250 by the end of the year.
Wow.
So in your town... if you have it, you can listen to it whenever the station plays it, usually at 11:45 in the morning. However, because I am the greatest guy of all time, Piscopo, and you know that, all right, I have put it on BillO'Reilly.com.
Yes.
Every day,
if you go
to BillO'Reilly.com, you can hear the O'Reilly Update. It's 15 minutes. You get commentary, you get hard news, and then you get something we call something you might not know, which is a riff on the rest of the story that Paul Harvey used to do, which is a fun segment.
That's great stuff. Bill, you're the best, man. The United States of Trump coming out from Bill O'Reilly. You have to check out Killing the SS. Please, will you send that book to AOC so she can understand the Holocaust?
My prediction, here's my prediction on Alexandria. She's a fellow terrier. I went to Boston University, a master's in broadcast journalism from there. She graduated from there as well. I predict that within 4 years, she will be on The View as a host. Yeah. That's what she wants. She wants to be a star. She's going to quickly get bored in the house.
Yeah. Bill, you're the best, man. BillO'Reilly.com. We'll be listening. We'll be watching. We'll be reading Bill O'Reilly. And we're always privileged to have you on the show, my friend.
Okay, Joe. Have a good summer. Talk soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too, indeed. Thank you. Bill O'Reilly right there. 8:41 and Frankie Five Boroughs standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
81 degrees at 8:42. I'm Frank Morano with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Mount Vernon's newly appointed police commissioner has been released from police custody hours after he arrived for his first day of work. You heard that sentence correctly. Sean Harris was appointed commissioner by the city's self-proclaimed acting mayor, Andre Wallace, on Monday. He was released after being given a desk ticket for trespassing. Right now, there is a battle for power in Mount Vernon City Hall since Mayor Richard Thomas pleaded guilty last week to misusing $12,000 in campaign funds. Last week, the city council voted Thomas out of office, but it's not clear they have the legal power to push him out. Thomas has been showing up to work every day, flanked by two city police officers. We'll see where that goes. A federal judge is banning Roger Stone from posting anything on social media, but she isn't sending President Trump's longtime ally to jail. Judge Amy Berman Jackson yesterday ordered Stone not to post anything on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter after she went through Stone's recent Instagram posts that appeared to violate her order that he not speak publicly about the case. Stone is charged with witness tampering, obstruction of justice, and lying to Congress. And if you're stuck in traffic, we've got the answer.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you. Let's go to the 6th train. We're seeing delays with signal problems. Also delays on the LIRR and Depenn Station of up to 15 minutes. Morris and Essex line of the Gladstone branch of New Jersey Transit, a 15-minute delay there as well. Let's see what else is going on. As you head to the Northern State Parkway West, right at Post Avenue, an accident being cleared. Delays going back out toward South Oyster Bay Road. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic on the Deegan North at 149th with a collision. And it's kind of busy on the Cross Bronx East right at the Sheridan with an accident being cleared from that area as well. Heading inbound at the GWB 15, Lincoln 25, Holland about 20 minutes, 78 East, exit 24. They're cleaning up an accident over there as well. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to 287 South, exit 6, down through Piscataway with a truck fire still being cleared. Watch for some thunderstorms today with a high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour of the key sites and places to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. We'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One on One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One on One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One with Steve Adubato.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, we have our very special guest, Queensborough President Melinda Katz. She is running for District Attorney of Queens. What are some of your goals after you become District Attorney of Queens?
We have a whole nationwide reform movement going on for the criminal justice system, but Queens has truly gotten left behind. I'm a true believer that you can have justice for victims, but you also need justice for defendants. You need a system in place where there's no cash bail. There are people that commit crimes of $1 million worthy of bail, and they're home that night for dinner. But if you're accused of doing a low-level crime, a lot of times you can't afford the bail. So we need to make sure that we'll make it a fairer and equitable system.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 8:46, you know, on, so happy to have you with us. It's Wednesday, it's July 17th already. It's going to be a hot one, got a hot week coming up. Can I tell you about your financial legacy? I worry about you, and when I'm able to tell you good things, I'm so happy that I can. And going to Mike Connors and working out your financial legacy, creating a trust, a will, a power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, an estate plan. You know you got to do it. And if you don't do it, the government's going to be first in line to take all your money. The state will be right behind them, right? Am I right? The municipality, and then all these people in the family. Oh, he died? I wonder if there's something in it for me. Believe me, they're going to be lining up. You got to go to Mike Connors and set yourself up. Do what I did. Now, Mike graciously is doing these seminars. For example, Tuesday, that's July 30th, right, at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. That's, look at those, three seminars, Tuesday at the Greenhouse Cafe. Wednesday, the next day, July 31st, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge, Adams Street, downtown Brooklyn. And then on Thursday, look at this, August 1st at Buckley's Avenue West in Sheepshead Bay, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. That's a lot that Mike is doing. And those are free, those seminars. If you can't make those free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your very own free office appointment like I did. Lisa and the girls standing by.
Bridget's there. There's great team. Beth is there. They will take care of you. 718-238-6500. Mike Connors always says, and it's so true, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. I want to give a big shout out. We have a great gal that works in the office. She greets everybody who comes in. Her name is Hope. And I've got this really nice expensive suit that I wore yesterday, right? Now I've been working out a little bit, and I've been swimming. And when I swim, sometimes my shoulders just kind of, they go. When you swim, anybody, your lats get bigger and your shoulders get bigger, right? So we were talking about it yesterday on the air. So my male ego, I'm going, oh, this is good, right? And I put on the new suit I had that was fit. It was custom fit like a while ago. I put the suit on, my new suit, and I hear, and I ripped. You saw Al getting on me. I ripped the left side, just a little rip, you know. And now I'm walking around like, with a ripped suit, my brand new, blue, gray suit. So Hope says to me, Joe, I'll fix that for you. I swear to goodness gracious, Hope says to me, let me take care of it. I take my jacket off in the office, the sales office there, and I go, Hope, you going to really sew this? She goes, oh, yeah. She goes into her drawer, her right drawer. She opens the drawer. Listen, she takes out a sewing kit in the office. I got this, Joe, not a problem. Sewed it perfectly, better than any tailor I've ever had. Hope, I love you and thank you. She's such a great gal, such a strong woman of faith, and may God bless you, Hope, for being such a great gal. Thank you for that. And now my suit is intact. Frankie, you got to love it, man. You just got to love it.
Excellent.
She's a great, great gal. Thank you, Hope. Hey, speaking of great gal, Debbie Duhaime is out there. Debbie, so I told you I went to John Bramnick's event on a Monday night. A great, successful event at the Echo Lake at this fancy country club. But everybody was there. And then as I was leaving, I told you this. I hear, hey, Joe, and I turn around. He goes, Michael Duhaime. I love when someone identifies themselves. You know, It's Michael Duhaime, but he was kind of, you know, isn't that humility right there, right? Michael,
right,
Duhaime. I said, Mike,
right.
I said, Michael, you got up from Cape May. I said, how was the party for your dad? He loved it great. We just wanted to say hi.
Yeah, that's nice. So
we had a Debbie Love Fest there for a second. How great. We talked about how great you are.
Oh, and thank you.
Beautiful family.
I know. I'm blessed. My brother Michael's absolutely amazing. I have to say he is
good man.
Of a guy.
Great man.
He really is.
And Deb, you're a great gal, and I know you're looking out for us traffic-wise right here on The Answer, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Frank's mom is stuck in some traffic right now at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, and I do see some problems right now getting around the Helix. It looks like we're getting reports of a minor accident here on the Helix, so it was 20 minutes in, but it's starting to build because of that. Also getting reports of an accident on 12th Avenue in the city right outside of the Lincoln Tunnel, so double trouble here at the inbound Lincoln. The inbound side of the GWB, that's about 10 to 15 minutes in. Holland, that's about 20. Stop-and-go traffic on 78 eastbound exit 24 with an accident in the process of being cleared. Now, the outbound Lincoln is moving slowly as well because of that problem on the Helix. Watch for delays on the Deegan North at 149th with an accident there. Couple of lanes blocked. Cross Bronx East at the Sheridan. That's a collision to deal with. And problems over on the island. Northern State West at Post Avenue. An accident. So prepare for some stop-and-go traffic there. And we're still seeing some delays on 287 South Exit 13 with a collision in the process of being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Laura Trump, daughter-in-law of President Trump, told Kevin McCullough, New Yorkers respect the first family.
Honestly, Kevin, I'm walking across the street in New York City all the time at a crosswalk. People are giving me thumbs up. Tell the president we love him. Keep going.
Of course.
You know what? It's a double-edged sword.
Kevin McCullough, radio, weekdays at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the smartwaytobuy.com.
smartthings.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. That is, and you hear, I tell you this over and over again, because I'm a radio geek and I love radio. John's show in the morning, on Sunday mornings, that is the best show. And now, don't forget, Wednesdays too. I'm just saying, Wednesdays, you know, you got to watch tonight. John, you know, John Catsimatidis with Kevin McCullough, he does Cats at Night. But that Sunday morning block, you got Marano in the morning, you got Frankie Five Boroughs early morning, followed by the great John Catsimatidis with guests. A lot of us just plain can't get, you know. We love listening to John on the radio, and you will too. Hey, can I tell you about another John? John Bramnick? He's my buddy, you know. You know, again, he's a great guy. He's another great public servant. John, that's what John Bramnick is. But he's the funniest lawyer in New Jersey. He's deemed, everybody knows John Bramnick is the funniest lawyer. Very funny guy. Comedian, great guy, all around great guy. He has the book that I keep telling you about. It's called Why People Don't Like You. You will love this. If you're at the beach, if you're on the deck, and you're sitting around, and you're having a beer or something like that, you want Why People Don't Like You. You will go through this book. The beauty of the book is every page has something that you and I do that you're going, yes, oh my gosh, I do that, and that we should not do. You know, like this one. Now, this is a new one here. This is from John's book, Why People Don't Like You. Go to Amazon, please, and you just type in Bramnick book, B-R-A-M-N-I-C-K. You'll love this book. Here, this one. Don't drink out of the stir stick. Right? Just because it has a hole doesn't make it a straw. How many people do that? Does that bother you too? They put the drink up and they drink out of the straw like that. And this too, if you're driving, if you miss your exit, miss it. Don't back up on the highway, moron. How many times do you see that, for crying out loud? We've all come across folks who don't follow these common knowledge social cues, like yours truly. So why not do them a favor and get them this book? Buy it for people like you or people you don't like, for example. Everyone will enjoy Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. It's hysterical. It's a great read. Order on Amazon today, please, by typing in Bramnick book. Get yours today.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. What a morning. Love having you with us. 8:57 right now. Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing good. Feeling good today.
Yeah, I love the heat. The heat is great. You said some thunder.
Yeah, it was nice for a bike ride last evening. It was great. I love the humidity. It was great.
All right. How long? Go ahead. Make me feel
better. 33 miles.
Oh, just a little jaunt. A little jaunt for you. Unbelievable, yeah, man. So how do you tell the miles? Do you got it on your wrist or is it on the bike?
I have my phone with me. Just stick it in my back pocket, turn an app on that's called Strava, and then it just records whatever I go, whatever
wow.
I do.
Wow. And Joey, for the rest of the week, what are we looking at? A little rain by the end of today, you're saying?
Yeah, I think there can be a thunderstorm in the area later this afternoon. Temperatures ahead of it, though, still going to be over 90 this afternoon. It's going to be a steam bath later today. Tonight's when we get the bulk of our wet weather for the next 5 days. Showers and thunderstorms with what's left to bury. Could be some flooding in the area. And then that moves out quickly tomorrow. So after a damp start, it gets steamy tomorrow, upper 80s to near 90. And then it's full-on heat and humidity Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, baby. Upper 90s to near 100. Saturday.
Bring it on, baby. Come on. Love that heat. Thank you, Joey. We love you, too. Joe Lundberg right there. Hey, coming up right at the top of the hour, the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, live on the radio. I cannot wait to hear about what Anthony has to say about the president's tweets, please. Jeff Panzer is on the show as well. He's doing the Sid Caesar special. Jaden Horan, our buddy. And you always at 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.